Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that was interesting. Good morning. Welcome to our show, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We had a sound drop completely. The sound dropped completely out, but it's back. So that's good because we have a couple callers in the queue.
Good.
We need to hear them, and we're going to be taking those callers in just a moment. The number to call, 914-338-0164. If you haven't already done so, do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And we are taking calls, as always, for on-air readings, 914-338-0164. Again, press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. We'd like to invite our callers to follow us. Please follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, and you may follow us here as well on Blog Talk Radio. So we invite you to do that. First in the queue is 203, and then we have a caller from area code 201. So let's take 203 first. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Shante.
Shante. Can you spell that, Shante?
S-H-O-N-T-E.
Okay, and it sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like there's tapping.
Yeah, what, how do you spell it?
S-H-O-N-T-E.
S-H-O-N-T as in time.
Yeah, when you talk, there's this loud.
Yeah, we might have to just have to deal with it.
I know, yeah, I don't know. Do you hear that, Shante?
No, she won't hear it.
No.
That's so weird.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Okay, what's your question?
So right now I'm in school to start a career, and it's something I really want to do, but I'm getting like all these obstacles financially to like go towards school. So I kind of need guidance.
So you're having financial difficulties that are preventing you from going back to school. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm in school. It's a further distance than where I'm at, and I'm like getting all these obstacles, so I have to like take off of school, and I'm like getting discouraged.
That's really distressing.
Like,
So Shante, I don't want to interrupt you. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I am going to interrupt you though. Are you on a headset or anything? No.
No.
You're... She might have to call back.
Yeah. Can you call back? I'm sorry?
Hi.
Just call back. Call right back.
Call right back and take your call.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Just, we're going to disconnect you and call back in. We're going to see if there's going to be a better connection. Okay?
Okay.
Call us right back.
Thanks.
That's just too, I can't hear her talking. I mean,
yeah,
maybe I'm going to hear better.
It almost sounds like someone's slapping a ruler on a piece of paper.
It reminds me of like a squirrel, the way squirrels talk. That
yeah, there's sometimes there's interference like that on the phone, you know, because I've heard it before when people talk. But you know, sometimes you think, okay, is this a spirit? You know, is there some kind of thing going on?
I don't think so.
I think it's a mechanical issue in this regard. And do we have other callers?
We do. Let's take her, though, because she called back in. And we'll take 201 in just a moment.
We'll take you just in a minute.
Shantae, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. It went away.
Yeah.
It's gone. Okay. So let's just start fresh from the beginning so we can hear everything with a nice flow without that noise.
Okay. So I was just saying that I took a step to go into a career direction, and my school is a little distance from where I'm at, and I'm getting like obstacles financially from going to school, so I'm kind of like getting discouraged, and I'm almost done, and I just don't know what to do.
So you're almost done with school?
Yeah.
Okay. And
but financially, to get to school has been really getting more and more difficult.
So you don't have transportation?
I do, but I can't. It's starting to become hard to afford it.
Okay. So your transportation, is it your own car that you have, or are you paying like an Uber to drive
train.
You?
Train. And Uber, yeah.
Train and Uber. Okay, train and Uber. What's your birth date? 12/18/88. Okay. And you're a 38/11 too. So you're having problems getting to school. You're not having the financial means to get there. Are you working at all, or are you on financial aid?
I'm financial aid, and I'm working as a massage therapist, but it's been very slow lately.
Oh, massage therapist. So your work's, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's been very slow lately, and I only can work at night. Because of the distance.
Mm-hmm. And are you employed at like a massage center or like a wellness center? Is there anywhere, are you in a touristy area or not where you live?
I am, it's just slow right now. I'm not sure why.
Well, it's not summer, but sometimes, you know, if you're in a touristed area, it's there's more business because people like to go away for the weekend and, you know, get massages, go to the spa, things like that. So, but it's not busy right now. It probably pays pretty well though, massage.
Not when you're working for other people now.
Oh, well, I mean, my first thought is if you have licensing to be a massage therapist, is it possible for you to maybe be an independent contractor and start to build your own clientele where you could go to people's homes and give massages to them. Do you have your own table?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that would be a possibility to make more money, but it sounds like the transportation issue is still something that's tripping you up. You probably wouldn't be able to travel around.
What is your degree in? What are you pursuing? What's your degree in?
Esthetician, aesthetics.
So in the same field as her massage.
And how far do you have to go until you get your certificate?
I'll be almost 2 months. 2 to 3 months.
And then you have it?
That's hardly any time.
Hardly any time for
what? I'm sorry, what did you say about the certificate?
Yeah, you have 2 months and then you get it, right?
Oh, no, 2 months. Until I'm done with school.
2 months.
Oh, she has to take a test, probably.
Oh, 2 months.
Yeah,
you jump to school, and then you take a test.
Yes.
And how long have you been in school?
4 months.
And
so it's only a six-month program?
So you've got, you know, are you saying you have no finances, you're zero, and you can't continue to go to school?
I'm barely doing it. I'm borrowing from people, and then now I have to pay them back. But I'm hoping that I'm making the best decision. That's my
well,
point.
You know, The thing is, when you're determined to do something in your life, you're 30 years old, when you're determined to do something in your life, you as a total unit in your body, and you're a massage therapist, you understand that everything's interconnected in the body, but sometimes you have to hit certain points. If you're right now, one of your parts in your body is hurting, the financial situation, which is basically a first chakra energy. But if the totality of your experience is to get this certificate, what you have to do is quit recording in your mind the difficulties you're having getting it, and just through sheer perseverance, physical aggression, do what you need to do to get that certificate. You're 2 months away, you're going to be done with school, then you take your test, and if you're wise and smart, you'll pass your test and you'll start to move forward. But if you start to linger on the fact that you are having financial difficulties, I think it's only going to compound the situation. I understand there's a physical reality going on here, but to us, this is more of a speech that if this is your dream and this is what you need to do, you're going to do it no matter what. And you're going to get through this financial issue. You're not going to let it stop you. You're going to get through it and do whatever you have to do. If you're struggling, you have to borrow money or somebody gives you a gift of money, okay. You know, but whatever it takes, this is what your journey's about. You have in your journey a very strong financial future.
It's because of the 3-8, which is interesting because she's actually a 38.
Yeah.
You know, so the 3-8s are representative of the 3 and the 8. Your karmic number is 38.
Yeah.
She's how old?
30.
12, 9, 30. And in fact, her month happens to be a 3. And
yeah.
So your month is a 3, your last number is an 8. So you have
well,
the
then her
nine,
accumulation of 1
and
2, which
number.
Is 3, and then the following number is 1, is 31.
Because that's what's
yeah.
the next year coming up. 31.
You know what? Here's our read. We're not concerned on a psychic level about your money situation. It doesn't destroy you, and it should not, by the sense of your own willpower, stop you from getting your degree and certificate. What you have to do is just do whatever you can to get through this, because on the other side of the fence, meaning maybe when you turn 32, things are going to be moved forward with a sense of a monetary value and accomplishment.
What are you working? Do we ask her that? I don't remember. Are you working outside of school? Is there any way for you? Oh, you do the massage therapy.
No.
The massage therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you're only doing that on the weekends. And
I do, makeup. I
or
do
night.
Makeup too, but
uh-huh.
The booking is not every weekend, but almost every weekend.
What are you looking? Are you looking for some kind of read from a psychic that tells you you're going to have money or something? What are you looking for?
No. I just want to make sure, how to get, I'm going to get past these obstacles and I'm making the right choice. Because I kind of felt like I'm getting obstacles because it's not the right choice, but maybe it's just my fear that's telling me that.
I mean, as far as obstacles are concerned regarding money, you're saying you're working and it's a little slow right now. You do makeup on the weekends too. So that's something that's another way to generate money. But is the financial situation so dire that you're, charging your Ubers or your train rides and you're building up debt? Or is there enough money to cover your transportation expenses?
No, I'm starting to go towards the no money issue.
What'd she say?
She's starting to have no money at all. And how do you pay rent and all that?
My boyfriend is helping me with that part.
Well, can he help you with the financial, portion?
Do you live together? He has.
So he's...
No, you know what? I'm telling you something. I'm not concerned. You're going to make it. You're on the right path. You're just not accustomed to this kind of hardship. Maybe you are.
Yeah, this is my first time.
Yeah. And you're getting your feet wet in being an adult and being autonomous. And whatever karma it takes that you have to work through to get to your goal, just accept it. It's karmic, and it's there because of karma, but it will be released through perseverance and endurance, and you just have to get through it.
Do you have a way, Shantae, rather than going to people's homes, since you already have a transportation problem, maybe set up a room in your apartment or... I don't know if you have an extra room or could do it in the living room certain days a week when your boyfriend's at work or something, and start to have, you know, advertise. There's free advertisement on, I think, Craigslist, where you could book massages for people. And, you know, essentially you're your own boss. You're not working for a company, so you can take all the profits. And, I mean, maybe doing it for women. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, not right now, but that's a thought for when I'm done with school to rent a room.
Well, you could even
do it in your own space, though, in your own living room. What does your boyfriend do? Is he away from the home every day?
Yeah.
I mean, you could do it in your, there's probably a space that you could use while he's not there. So even if you had a few people a week, you might be able to do a few massages a week, and that would be, I don't know what you would charge, but even if you were charging $50 or $60, that's, you know, if you did two to three a week, it'd be $100, $120 to $180 extra a week, and that would help solve your money issues. I mean, you have to be innovative.
Yeah, you might have to be a little bit innovative there. But if you're asking about the right path and if you're going to get through this, yes. At least I see it. I don't, you know, the hardships, that's just life. You know, it's just life. You're getting through to get to the bigger waves. You enter the beach and you have all these waves hitting you that you have to plow through, and then you get out into the ocean. And then it's a whole different world. You're going through the aggravating smaller waves that are there initially. That's how life is. When we want something, most of us have to struggle a little bit to get it, no matter what the choices are. And just because you're having trouble and if you're starting to doubt, that's not going to be good. If you're working on somebody with massage and you're working on them and they go, ow, that hurts. What are you going to do? Are you going to say, gee, I must not be a good massage therapist. I think I'll go home. You know, you have to work through it.
So, I have one question related.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I don't really like working for people, so I was wondering if being solo would be a better fit.
That's what we were suggesting. I mean, at least I was suggesting it. It being solo would be a better fit if she doesn't like working for people. I mean, this, you're going into a field where you can absolutely have your own business. I mean, being an esthetician, you can open your own salon, you can run a space. Probably as an esthetician, massage therapist, you're not going to be, you know, having people come to your home and do their makeup. But at least starting out now, you can start to build a clientele of massage customers. I know a lot of people who have been massage therapists and use their home as a space for massage therapy. She lives in Connecticut.
I live in Connecticut. Yeah, so that's good. Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, what do you think? You're saying you don't like to work for people. You would rather be your own boss. I mean,
I don't know if I should work with someone for a little bit because financially I probably won't be able to afford the stuff, equipment,
yeah, well,
and stuff like that.
Do both.
There's different ways you can, you can do different things. You can be, right now you're going to have to take a test to be an esthetician, but you can work in someone's salon for a while and then move up from there, get your own massage clientele, do a mix of things. Oftentimes, when you're doing this kind of work, you have to work, a variety of different sources for income. It's not just one job where you're working for, from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
You know what? You need
a little
to,
bit different.
You need, you, I'm going to tell you a tough act. You're 30. You need to catch up on maturity. At this age, you shouldn't be worrying about these things. You should already have had enough experience to know what you need to do. I'm not sure what's going on in your life or anything, but I have a feeling that some of your fears and anxiety and doubts and questions are not relative to your age. At 30, you should have it done by now. So you get stronger and quit doubting everything and move forward and get this thing done. You're not going to the moon. This is just getting your license to do massage, to do makeup. That's not a big deal. You can do this.
And
so,
whatever
is going on in your brain that's behind your age level at 30, you get rid of it. Because that might just be baggage.
And before, because we have to move on, we've got several callers in the queue, Shantae, but the last thing that I want to say, I don't know if you want to add something, Neil, is that if you're working these various jobs, I would suggest putting money aside every month for some kind of vehicle, because you need your own transportation. I think it's better to be able to have your own car to rely on.
No, I definitely I have my own car.
You have your own car? We asked earlier,
yeah.
And you said no, unless there was a disruption. You have your own car?
Yeah, I just can't drive to New York. It's crazy there.
Okay, that's understandable.
Well, listen. Here's the tough act, but the good act. You're going to make it. You're on the right path. Don't question that anymore. Don't waste time with that. We feel you're on the right path. And you just need to be strong and get through this. Take a deep breath and get more aggressive and get your goals through. And don't keep calling up radio shows and saying, am I going to make it? Am I doing the right thing? You're going to get 100 answers, and then someone's going to say, well, I'll grow a flower for you. I'll do a blessing. You take the advice of this person. You're going to make it. Just be strong. I don't feel there's any psychic thing going on that is disturbing. It's nothing in the energy field. It has to do with your strength and what you need to experience and get through. That's what I believe. And it's a good report, because that means you're going to be successful.
Okay, Shantae, we've got to move on.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Take care. Good luck. All right. So several callers in the queue. 201 is next. Then we have 845 and 509 is the call that follows. Okay. 201. Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. Fine. Thanks. How are you?
I'm okay. It could be better. I was hoping I would get some type of insight or advice from you guys today. Or a message.
What's your name? Did I hear a child?
Shalina.
Of course. Hi. Yeah, I thought that might be you. Hey.
You've heard my name before?
I thought so, yeah. Are you the one? Let me back up here. Are you the one with children and a husband?
Yes.
Or is it Shalina?
That's funny that you recognize my name.
Well, if you've called the show before, I'm going to recognize it. So give us your background and make sure I'm remembering the right person. Go ahead. Are you there?
She cut off.
Maybe sometimes people want to be anonymous, but I remember her. She doesn't remember. You know what makes me, I'm always surprised that I remember all these people, the hundreds of people that call the show, and they call our show and they don't remember who they've called.
Yeah.
It's like unbelievable. Okay. 845.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. I was calling to see, I recently lost my grandmother and my grandfather a couple of years before, and I was wondering if you guys had any messages or could connect with them.
Okay, what's your name, please?
Erica.
Erica? And yes. What's your birth date, Erica, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York, and my birth date's in December.
New York and birth dates in December. And Shalina called back. So, Shalina, you dropped. So, we're going to get to you after we take this caller. Birthday. I'm sorry. You said your birthday. We need your full birthday. What's your full birthday?
12/13/81.
1981. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Erica, did any of your grandparents have any strong connection to nature, like feeding birds?
I wrote down canary. That was so weird. Yeah. So
did they have any connection, like specifically with birds or with nature, feeding animals?
Well, my grandpa, you know, grew up on a farm, but I don't. Like, when I knew him, nothing specifically with birds. He liked to be outside and gardening, both of them.
But
he grew up on
a
farm, maybe with hens, chickens?
Yes, definitely with chickens.
Okay.
But the gardening also relates to birds.
Yeah,
because obviously
yeah.
It's...
Okay, so there's a vibrational pull right now with grandfather. Grandmother may be behind her. Now, do you yourself have any hand-me-downs from her that had anything to do with embroidery or stitchery?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're in the astral realm, you know, having crossed over, they're in the astral realm, and they're communicating through the veil of the energy field of that realm and our physical realm. So they're very near to you in that parallel universe. They love you. They love you. They're talking about a birthmark. Does anybody have a distinctive birthmark in the family background?
No, not that I can think of. Nobody.
Maybe.
Do you have any tattoo or any distinguishing feature on your skin?
No, nothing.
Okay, nothing there. I don't know what the birthmark. Is there okay, let's move forward a little bit because it's a condensed reading. We have to work quickly. Is anybody named Mark in the picture, anywhere in your background?
My grandpa had a brother named Mark.
Okay, is the grandpa the one that crossed over?
Yes.
Okay, so he had a brother named Mark?
Mm-hmm.
And is that brother crossed over?
I can't remember. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. I just was curious.
Right.
Well, you know, your grandfather's here.
Okay.
And that seems to be the strongest note, but what he's telling me is right behind him, in other words, beside him, is the grandmother.
Right.
And so there's a note of love, and there's a note of hand-me-down, meaning that there's something you're going to do that's going to please them very much. So it has to do with dreams, ambitions. Is there any music involved in the family background?
Not like professionally, but my grandma loved to sing, and she taught me a lot of songs. And when she was, you know, in the last 10 years of her life, so
that's
that was a big part of our life.
That's her coming through. You know, the readings. You know what you're getting. Well, you got to believe this. What you're getting is you're actually getting the vocal energies of these two people. And their souls and spirits are coming through and connecting to you. They're aware that you're calling, and they're aware that you're trying to receive a message. And right now their message is, first, we're here based on some of the small items that have been discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And two, love you. We love you. There seems to be, I don't know, like a puppy or a small animal. What's going on with a small young animal?
Well, a dog that I knew, like, just passed away in the last couple weeks. that I've known since he was a puppy.
Oh, that's one. And so that one's over there, too. You know, it sounds a little strange, but that's true. And see, they're talking about this to you.
Not always, Erica, are souls grouped together in the astral realm. You know, popular belief is that, you know, everybody joins up as a family once you're on the other side. And that's not necessarily true, but it's probably very reassuring to you that your grandparents are actually together. And apparently with this dog, too, which is kind of a nice story. Yeah.
So you got that message. They're, you know, you can talk to them. They'll hear you. How can they manifest you might have a dream with them. You might see.
I have dreams with them all the time that I talk to my grandfather.
Yeah. Like, well, they can hear you.
Okay.
Wait a minute. We have a passing plane. They can hear you. And so they're around. So if you wanted a brief reading and to see if they were connecting and get a message, yes, you got it. And their message is love. And is there a marriage coming up somewhere? Is someone getting married soon?
It was like my 1-year anniversary for my marriage.
Oh.
Okay, so you see they're saying that. So there's, you know, you got enough information at least to ponder. You know, I would suggest you believe it. and you know, be happy they're around, because they are. They were able to come through on the radio.
That's great. I'm so happy.
Okay, good. Good, Erica.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. All right. And Erica can join us on Facebook. She should. She should follow us. I'm sure her grandparents would like her to do so. And the dog. Mm-hmm. All right. Shailina is back.
Hi, guys. That was weird.
Hi. I believe we've talked to you before. I mean, more than once. But anyway, my memory, you know, could be wrong. What's your birthday?
Okay. June 15th, 1980.
30 equals 3. Okay, and what's your situation, Shailina?
I just feel like the last few months has been a phase I'm going through since December with my job and my relationship life, and I just am ready for this phase to be over, and I just wanted to see if you guys had any messages about it.
Well, if I'm remembering correctly, because I think we've spoken with you at least 3 times before, which just happens to be your master number, you're in a situation where you were with your husband for many years, and got married a year ago, but then started to get involved with another guy. You worked at a dentist office.
I used to work at a dentist office.
Right.
Yeah.
So I remember. So you're the right person. So is this all accurate, though? You worked at a dentist office, you had jobs. You worked at Home Depot. Okay. So I first suggest.
Wow, you're good.
You're
and I haven't talked to you in a while.
You know who you're calling when you're calling shows, because we remember, or I remember.
Yeah.
Who you are. So follow
and
us.
That was a while ago.
And be careful, because if you don't, you know, if you're just calling random people to get advice, you know, you may not get the best answer. So luckily you're in a good place. Are you still seeing the man that you are having the relationship with that's outside the marriage?
Yeah.
You are. And does your husband know about him? Well...
No.
Okay. And so,
you have like 3 kids?
Two.
Well, I mean, you can.
But since then, my husband and I have already talked about separation, and we've had like everything out on the table since the last time I've talked to you.
So
you're considering separation, but you haven't moved forward with it?
I think, because I worry about my kids being okay after everything.
Well, it's better.
More than anything.
I would advise that it's better to not keep your kids in a household where there's an unhealthy marriage than it is to separate. As long as you're separating and the terms of the separation are clear, and that people are taking, you know, each adult is taking responsibility with the children, I would say it's better. I mean, of course, a broken home isn't what you want for any child. But
no, I don't. I grew up like that as well, so.
But that's...
Anybody that work here on the floor?
Yeah. So, you know, you have to look at two bases. One base is you're in charge of your life. You're
right.
In charge. And you have to decide what's best for you. And having made that decision, you have to also take account of your responsibilities, specifically
yeah.
to your children. So whatever you do, you're going to be, what we can call it, burdened or held responsible to the well-being of your children. So if
right.
you decide to leave, you got to make sure now you got these children and all that. You got to make sure they're going to be secure. So it's an issue of moving forward and at the same time being secure with the decision you make and being responsible. If you can do that, you're not in bad shape.
Okay.
If you look forward and you go, well, you know, if I move forward according to what I want and I see major problems that I don't know if I can handle, that's when you've got to pause and maybe wait a while. But,
right. But
that's, you know, that's what my thought is on it. You know, how old were you when you got married?
He just got married a year ago. He just got married.
Yeah.
He's been with your husband for 10 years.
9 years, yeah.
9 years.
I think the marriage is more because people to leave us alone and just for the kids' sake.
Well, but the point was that you wanted the commitment. You wanted the commitment to your husband. You wanted the commitment. And finally, he gave you the commitment. And then once you got the commitment from him, then you decided you met this guy and then had a relationship. So it's not like they've been married that long, but they've been together.
No.
Yeah.
Married
at the end. I mean, you're almost 40.
Yeah.
And you met him when you were almost 30 or just past 30. So you met him right at your karmic change.
Right.
You're probably meant to meet him because of karma and then to have
right.
children.
Right.
But, you know, what you do now is going to be basically up to you. You've got to be careful, though, about the security level of this other significant person in your life.
Right.
That's where you need to be careful because you don't want to look back and regret having made that decision. If you're not happy,
right.
then you can leave the marriage.
Does he have kids too, the guy you're with?
One.
Yeah, that's what I remember. So, but he's responsible with the child. He takes care of the child. I mean,
yeah.
he doesn't have custody, but he's a, you know, active
yeah.
in his kid's life.
Does anybody,
yeah.
Good. Does anybody own a boat in this situation, or is there any boat history?
My brother-in-law has one. My sister's husband.
Well, that's
oh,
in
that,
your
that's
head.
It.
Yeah.
And what state do you live in?
New Jersey.
Have you ever on a vacation or anywhere went to Mississippi?
No. I
okay.
have family
I
there,
know.
Though.
Huh?
Oh, she has family there, though.
You have family there?
My grandmother's from Mississippi.
Well, there, you know, I mean, there's psychic things going on. You see what I'm saying? There's
yeah, there is.
So it's weird, and I guess it just amounts to the reading is amounts to be very careful and think before you make another decision. But when you make that
okay.
decision, make it wisely that you've done some okay. research, you've thought about it. I don't think the reading says you have to leave or stay. That's not what's more important is that you're secure with the decision you make.
Right.
And if you're secure, you're going to have a good life. If you
right.
walk, if you walk with insecurity in your karma, you're going to be in trouble. So just
right.
be secure because there's no answer. There's only a decision based on security and responsibility.
Right.
Does that help you a little bit?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, it, there's psychic stuff going on. You get the picture, but now the decision is a sort of an existential one. You've got to decide what you want to do and make sure you're prepared for it.
Right.
I feel about all that.
I think it's just just so ready to be out of the phase of how my energy, because I'm such an empath, so the energy that I pick up in the house, it's like a roller coaster sometimes, and I just want to leave just to get away from the energy. And I've spoken to him about it, and he's like, well, I'm not happy about our situation. But I'm like, I don't, it's like we both don't want to say it because we have children and we want to try for the kids, but then I feel like, is it even possible to get him to be a certain way towards me that he's never been in 9 years, that I keep asking, how come you don't try to do this? How come I don't feel any emotion from you? Or I don't know if I can per se change someone because I don't want to have to change him.
Well, you can. I mean, probably you're not going to be able to change him. I mean, this is
no,
the person
I don't want
married.
To. You know what I mean? I'm the kind of person
yeah.
that I accept people for who they are. So I feel like maybe you just don't feel that connection with me, and that's okay too. But at least be honest about it.
But you have to also look at your own feelings and the fact that you're the one
yes.
who straight outside the relationship. And I remember on the past show, I remember a lot of details. I remember on the last show, you said that the relationship with this second gentleman
yeah.
is full of passion. You never had that.
Yeah, a connection spiritually, like mentally, telepathically.
So there's a different.
They're always praying for God, Mommy. Thanking God for me. And the person I'm married to doesn't even pray.
No. I mean, you can't change, you're not going to change him and the compatibility level. I mean, the way that your relationship started and developed throughout time, I'm not saying that couples can't go to therapy and work out their differences and have a happy life together. However, it sounds like there's so much dividing the two of you that you're not happy with. And if you think that you're an empath and picking up all the stuff in the home, think about what your children are picking up because they're very sensitive.
Yes. My daughter
very
is very too.
You know,
yeah,
she gone
is.
Through all the years of life to desensitize them. I mean, as adults, we are somewhat desensitized, but kids
right.
really, really absorb things. So
I agree with that.
You know, I mean, I think for the benefit of your children, you really need to make a decision. Can this relationship work? Is there therapy, the intervention that can help the relationship, or it would be better to move on so the children have a more stable environment? Because even if there's a financial stable environment, an emotionally unstable environment is not there.
Yeah. And that's the thing I battle with is us being locked away for a week and you're trying to make something more possible is how his connection is with me. He's never had that, but he thinks to be where I'm like, are you really being honest with what happy is for you? Because we don't even have conversation, we don't communicate, we don't have intimacy, we don't even hang. We both agree that we don't even have fun together when we go out. So I'm like,
well,
what are we really trying?
Yeah. I would say to probably, you know, I would examine your options for moving forward and separating, but, you know, exhaust all the options before you make a decision.
Right.
So that's the advice. We've got to take our next caller, Shailina. But
okay. Thank you.
You should remember.
Thank you.
That we're giving you. That's solid
yeah,
advice.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thanks.
Take care.
Okay, let's bring on 509. Hi. Hey, 509 is waiting. Oh.
Hi. Good morning.
Is this Erica?
Yes.
So you're stuck with Erica
yes,
today.
From Washington.
You know, I was thinking of you and your dog situation like a day ago. So it's when you called today.
Yeah. Yeah, I ended up not getting the dog like you guys suggested, and you know, things are fine.
Smart idea. You know what's what's funny about our caller that was an Erica earlier?
Yeah.
Is that she was born in December like you and born on the 13th, which happens
yes.
to be your
She's
a four.
Yeah.
I mean the day is a four, which is your day. 12/4 1993. So that's, you know, people group together on shows, tribal.
Yeah. I'm calling because I wanted like a little bit insight as for my brother's situation, he's my twin, so he's also the same date of birth and everything. He's been having a hard time transitioning to the workforce. He graduated last summer, and he seems to be a little bit picky too, where, you know, I'm not going to settle for less. Like, I just, you know, I'm not going to be working minimum wage at a hard labor job when I went, you know, I have a bachelor's and I'm, you know, bilingual and all these things. Like, so he's been having a hard time finding a job, and I'm wondering what you see there. He recently had a phone interview with, what is it, USCIS, the
what
Immigration and Customs.
Oh.
It's just to become an officer to give people their citizenships, review applications, and stuff like that at a local immigration office. And I don't know, I just support him. I feel like he has a lot to offer. And I struggled almost a year to be where I'm at. But, you know, something eventually comes up. So that's what I tell him.
So what is he working? Where is he working right now, Erica?
He's not. He's unemployed.
He's totally unemployed. And he doesn't, where does he live?
Oh, he's staying with me at the moment. But but he feels like out of place just because, you know, like I said, it's been hard to transition.
To transition from, he graduated a year ago, you said?
Yes, from being a student, and then, like, you know, when you graduate, you think, like, my diploma, I'm going to get it, you know, easily, I'm going to get a job, but it's not like that. You really do struggle for a while trying to get that government job or trying to get a good position, so.
Sure. Has he worked at all? Did he work during college?
Yes, he has.
He did.
Yes, he has. He has. Mm-hmm.
When did he have a job last?
About like a month and a half ago, one of my cousins got him a job with him, and he was working there.
And what was he doing?
He was stacking boxes at a warehouse. It's a fruit warehouse. So he was just stacking boxes, but.
And it was probably demoralizing for him because he feels that he has this degree and he's worked so hard and he's not in the field he wants to be in.
Yeah, and he also speaks French and German besides Spanish and English. So he
Yeah, and the immigration. More life. I mean, I obviously being bilingual is helpful for immigration. But I'm wondering if they're going to look at employment history, too, and the fact that he's, you know, not currently employed. I don't know. And is he go ahead, Neil.
Well, you know, the problem is more deep-rooted. And here's my thought on it. There's a problem in the background with his relationship to father. That something got screwed up. In his background with his father, was there a difficult passage that he or you experienced with your father?
We never met him. He hasn't been a part of our lives.
That's it.
Yeah, you see, so there, right there, stop, because that's the vibration that I think is the deep-rooted problem with your brother. That growing up and having that experience has taken his ego and his mind and everything, a good mind, an intelligent mind, but warped by an emotional difficulty. And that has prompted him to have these problems. Maybe it's karma, but what he needs to do is to tackle the issues that he grew up with that has prompted in him this emotional barrier about himself. And once that's done, he'll be able to get out of this karmic, complicated issue he's in. So he needs a good therapist or a good talking to, somebody who knows what they're doing, to get him out of this so he can move forward and get into a whole different energy zone and he won't have these problems.
I have a feeling that maybe he might be resistant to therapy or doing that kind of thing. Am I wrong, Erica?
I don't know. I think that he will initially think that we're crazy. I mean, at least me.
That's what I thought.
Because it hasn't been such a problem with me. Like, we grew up together, but it doesn't hit me. It didn't hit me, you know.
Right. How two people are going to respond to an environment are going to be completely different, you know. And
mm-hmm.
probably, too, because...
Well,
not
man.
Always the kids.
Yeah.
It's the male relationship with the father rather than, you know, it's not going to be as damaging to the, it's not always the case, but
well,
a female might be less impacted by.
Yeah. You see, that's the problem. And until, and he has to face that. And what happened with this, with the father figure that did come in?
He never liked him, or my brother never liked him. He thought he was.
So you see, you know, this is a discussion that already is closed to me, because that's the issue. Your brother has an issue with father figure, and it hurt him when he should have been healthy and growing up with a father figure. He got abandoned, rejected, and then replaced by a father figure that he didn't like. And this is his problem. If he resolves that problem, if he's not stubborn and he listens and he resolves that problem, he's going to be able to get through the karma that he's in right now with difficult job stuff. If he doesn't, he's going to continue to live this way and always be confused, mad, not centered, not balanced, not grounded. And I'm telling you, that's the story.
Yeah.
So you need to talk with him.
We've had these conversations, exactly what you're saying about, you know, a new father figure being around, and it's been more than 15 years now, and how he needs to just be accepting, like, he's in the picture, and he has been for long.
Yeah, but
that's
not, that's fine, that's good, but there's got to be something inside of him that has taken on he has to become his own healthy father to himself. You see, because he has an internal battle going on in his mind about a father-son relationship, and he can't find in himself a proper father energy that belongs to him, that he's created. So he's now unfortunately experienced the block. And he has to go inside of himself and create a healthy father figure for himself, that he becomes his father, and he becomes strong within himself. That's what he needs to do. You see, and all this other talk to have with him is great, but it's not going to hit the issue.
Well, and it's going to be probably challenging for him, because he's not probably as open to these kinds of, you know, therapeutic suggestions, ideas, or introspection, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's probably in the physical realm of, I don't have a job, I'm unemployed. And so he's stuck on these issues when it's a deeper issue, which is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I try to, like, not make it to him, not bring him down. But my grandpa has been our father figure, like, growing up, you know, he was the one, you know, the ice cream man would come and he would give us a dollar for it, or, like, take us to the park.
Yeah, so. Well, that's great. That's great that he had that kind of grandfather, but the issue still has to be tackled.
Fortunately,
he had that grandfather. So we'll put it, you know, talk to him about what we discussed. If he can either accept it or not, he can call the show, whatever, you know, but that's the issue. And, you know, we mean it sincerely. And aside from that, we'll put out a prayer that he finds himself, because this is what that journey is about, creating a stronger father figure within himself. And then he's going to be okay. Everything else will come easy.
Okay. And what can we do now to just really talk about it? Is that really, and then him wanting to, like, accept and
what
move
you
on?
Can do right now,
is that all
what
it
you
takes?
Can do right now, Erica, what you can do right now is you tell him you called the show and you talked to somebody who didn't know you or him, and this is what he said, and it was right on, and I didn't feed him any information, and he knew it, and they knew it, and that, you know, and it, there might be something for him to look into with that. And if he goes,
okay,
I'm not doing that, then that's his problem. That's his problem.
Uh-huh.
And if he says, well, that sounds interesting, you know, maybe I'll call the show, or maybe I'll do a reading, or maybe I can talk to somebody that I know about this. That's what he needs to do.
Okay.
Or he can find himself and get tough and quit feeling victimized, because,
okay,
you know, he can do it on his own. But those are the suggestions. I would start off with telling him about that you called the show.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I do see how that it is important, because, like you said, you brought it up without even,
yeah,
without even knowing it.
It was,
but it has been an issue.
Right on. So, I mean, it was right on. So that's encouraging.
Yeah.
And are you okay with him being, I mean, you're kind of supporting him, I guess, right now. Are you okay with being,
yeah,
in that position for a while?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. We've always, like, helped each other. We're twins, and that,
yeah, you're twins.
We have each other.
Yeah, so you've got a real
close
bond. But
we're close twins.
So
yeah,
he's lucky to have you, you know. That's great.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
thank you for your insight, both of you. Yeah.
Okay. You're welcome, Erica. Take care, and let us know how things progress.
Day.
And Erica,
thank
if you're
you
on Facebook, join
uh-huh
us there. Follow us.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Have
thanks.
A good day.
Bye. Okay. We're out of time.
No, we're
pretty
out of
much.
Time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we've got like a 1 minute left,
no,
but
we're
there's
out
not
of time.
Much,
yeah,
not much to do in 1 minute. So we're going to close for now, but we'll be back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks.